Good morning, everyone. Ready to get hopping mad? We got a tax story. It's a corporate story. It's also a finance story. Tax day coming up. Turns out that even though General Electric, the biggest corporation by market capitalization in the United States, made $14.2 billion in profit last year, $5.1 billion of it from its operations here in the U.S., it didn't pay any money in taxes, paid nothing, and actually ended up getting $3.2 billion in tax benefits because of some clever lobbying and some changes in the law or some exploitation of existing law. Joining us now is Louise Story, Market and Wall Street reporter for our partner in the New York Times, who reported on this in the paper, or the paper reported on this morning. So GE, I guess they go to their accountants and say, thanks a lot, guys, but as far as consumers are concerned, it's a little annoying to see a company like this making money off of its profits.
Well, you know, the big picture here is that we've got this huge deficit and this growing national debt. And in Washington right now, politicians are looking every which way for things that they can cut so that, you know, future generations aren't strapped with problems. And that has brought into light a big debate over the tax code, which hasn't been overhauled since the 1980s. You know, back in the 80s, Reagan overhauled the tax code. And since then, you've had all these loopholes put into place. And in part because of these loopholes, we've had a gradual change in the way the federal government makes money. So back in the 1950s, the federal government made about 30% of all of its revenues from companies.
From corporate taxes.
From corporate taxes. Right. They're taxing them on their profits. But now they're only making about 6.6%.
Isn't that right?
Yeah,
wow.
From
that's
companies.
A really
and that's not
change.
Because we individual people make so much more money and we're offsetting the companies. It's because companies like General Electric, the largest company in the U.S., have found these loopholes and ways not to pay taxes.
Well, I don't understand then. Why are we hearing so many governors, especially where they're grappling with enormous state deficits, why are we hearing so many of them talking about cutting business and corporate taxes?
Well, so that is this competition to get companies to come to your state. So if you're the governor of, say, Oklahoma, and you don't have many companies there, you would rather get some companies in there at a lower tax rate than not have them at all. So it's kind of a rush to the bottom. And so that's one of the problems when you have competing states who want the business, they might lower the tax rates. But what we're talking about here with GE is the,
what are the loopholes that GE
federal tax code. And I'll give you a couple examples of the kind of things they do. The biggest thing that saves them the most money is called active financing. And I'm sure you've heard of this. This is just where companies, because they do banking overseas, if they keep their profits overseas, if they don't bring the profits home, they don't pay taxes on it. Okay, and this for GE has meant that they are keeping a ton of money overseas. In 2002, they were only keeping $15 billion overseas. Now it's $92 billion
wow.
They've got sitting over there and not paying taxes on.
And people think of GE as a U.S. company, which of course it is, but an enormous number of its operations are, number one, financial. I mean, GE is as much a bank as it is a manufacturing company sometimes. And as you say, it has so much of its operations overseas.
But, you know, it does make a lot of money here in the U.S. So, for instance, last year it made $14 billion, but it said $5 billion of that profit was in the U.S. So you would think, you know, with $5 billion of profit here, they would pay a lot of taxes here. You know, the other big thing about GE is this is one of the most politically connected companies there are. And in fact, just a couple months ago, you know, as a lot of people criticized President Obama for being anti-business, he appointed the CEO of GE,
Jeff Immelt,
as his top economic advisor from the business community. And when he appointed Jeff, he said, he understands what it takes for America to compete in the global economy. That's what President Obama said about Jeff Immelt. And one of the things that GE has understood very well is that they can make a lot more money by not paying taxes. They have 975 people in their tax department, and they tell them to spend half their time complying with the law and half their time looking for opportunities to exploit the tax code to reduce tax. So
all that's legal.
It's all legal. So this is not a question of them breaking the law. This is a question of, do the laws need to be changed? Do some of the tax, you know, loopholes need to be looked at?
Well, is this an argument for changing the tax laws? Or is this the kind of thing where people will look, hey, look, GE has an extra $3 billion to trickle down to the rest of the economy. If they've got this money in the bank, they're more likely to hire. Any evidence of that?
Well, you know, that's one of the things that they say a lot. But actually, they have reduced their workforce in the U.S. quite a bit in the last few years.
Help me understand, who's paying that $3 billion back to them? I mean, I owe taxes every year. Am I helping to pay GE?
Well, these are tax credits, you know, so if they did pay taxes, it would offset taxes they paid. You know, but the jobs question is really a big one here. And since 2002, they have eliminated 20%, a fifth of their U.S. workforce. And that's been at that same time that they were increasing that money overseas, like I said before, from 15 to 92 billion. So now, of course, we can never know.
So let's just stop for 1 second. Yep. So the person who's on Barack Obama's like business competitiveness task force, the head of it, Jeff Immelt, runs a company that is taking billions of dollars out of the treasury in the form of tax credits and exporting, apparently, jobs overseas by reducing the workforce in the United States, even though it might be increasing operations outside of the borders of this country.
Now, of course, the thing we never know is the counterfactual, right? So we never know if without these tax loopholes, they would have cut jobs in the U.S. more.
There you go.
You know, so we never know. And this is all legal. But the thing that is very interesting is also how they have worked very closely with different congressmen who have not changed these tax loopholes. So, in fact, you know, it's Charles Rangel, who was the head of the House Ways and Means Committee for years, came out against changing of one of these very important loopholes in 2008. And right after he came out against doing that, GE gave all these donations to schools in his district. And so there are a lot of questions around how GE has lost influence in Washington. In fact, the story in the Times, we give an example of the head of the tax department of GE going down and literally getting on his knee.
Wow.
To beg the staff of Charles Rangel not to get rid of this tax loophole in 2008.
Louise Story, Wall Street reporter for our partners, the New York Times, with a story of how to succeed in business, General Electric, by exploiting the tax code. All legal. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.